This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. What is your first word every day? How about your last word? Psalm 19, 7 to 9. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. Now consider this. So how about it? What is your first word of the day? What is your last word? I'll go first. Too many times, my first word of the day comes from an email or a text message. Somehow I just have this need to read what someone else has said to me while I slept. Last word? Too many times, my last word comes from Netflix. I watch some episode of a show until I drift off to sleep. So the two most critical places for the influence of my life are being given to A, someone else's agenda for me, my messages, and B, meaningless entertainment. I first became convicted about this a couple of years back. It hit me one day. Why do I not give God the first and last words of my day? From that moment onward, with ups and downs and varying degrees of success and failure, I've done it. So why does this matter? The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God endures forever. Isaiah 48. Would you like for your soul to be refreshed? Would you like to become wise? Would you like your heart to be filled with joy? Would you like to see things with the radiance of insight? Would you like to be possessed of the purity of God? Would you like to be formed in true righteousness? So all of these are the fruits of the gift of God's Word. God's Word does not work like a magical incantation. He works through miraculous infusion. That's where the first word, last word, work comes into play. Remember, faith comes by hearing. Transformation comes by transfusion. The Word of God must get into our lives in a comprehensive and even totalizing way. So picking up where we left off yesterday, and oops, sorry for stepping on so many toes yesterday with my rantish challenge to trade in your word for God's word for 2022. I'm chalking up my curmudgeonliness as COVID fog. Seriously, keep your word. I want to know your text. What is the word, verse, text, passage from God's word for you in 2022? I want you to know this. And if you don't have one, then start with Isaiah 48. Whatever it is, this is going to be your first word every morning and your last word every night. The practice is simple. Upon waking, speak that word aloud. Before bed, speak that word aloud. Rinse. Repeat. For your soul, it will have the effect of putting $100 in a high interest yielding bank account every single day. come on. It is the literal loading of your soul with revival, wisdom, joy, radiance, light, purity, solidity, righteousness, and we could go on, and faith. It's not believing what I'm saying is true. Faith is actually doing it. First word, last word, God's word. The prayer, yes, Lord, I thank you for your word, which endures forever. I want to feed my soul the food of forever, every day, multiple times a day, beginning with the first word and the last word. I want my ears to hear your word because faith comes by hearing, and I want my soul to receive your word by the power of your Spirit through miraculous infusion. This is my heart's desire. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, will you take the first word, last word, God's word challenge with me? I shared my word on the Daily Text Facebook group today, as did many of you. It's Psalm 130. Sowers of the kingdom, unite. Let's do this. And P.S., we've been so busy sowing lately that today snuck up on us. Today is Seedbed's 10th birthday. We intentionally launched this work on the day of Epiphany, January the 6th. Normally, we give other people gifts on our birthday. This year, I'd like to humbly report to you that we are open to joyfully receiving birthday gifts. So far, we have 52 days of the daily text funded for 2022. That means we have 313 days remaining. It costs $365 a day. So please consider investing part of a day, a week. Everything helps so much. This work is bearing fruit all over the world. You can celebrate with us at the link in today's daily text in the PS. And happy birthday, Seedbed. For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.